been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the November 27th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. I saw a lot of green shoots in the market yesterday, and I do see a lot of green shoots here today despite the averages. In fact, the market looks better underneath the surface than it does on the surface, because on the surface of the market right now, you've got the Dow 30 down 156 points, which puts us at 24,484, just 484 points from a very critical support level of 24,000 on the Dow. The S&P, in the meantime, is down 9 points, but it is making a little bit of a comeback here this morning. Now it's only down 8 points. You see what I mean? 2,665 on the S&P. The NASDAQ, which was down about 50, is now down just 20. So let's look at the glass half full today. Now it's just down 19. Maybe we go positive before the market, before the show is over this morning. NASDAQ at 7,062. Russell 2,000. Down 0.6%. I saw a lot of green shoots in the small cap area yesterday, which I'll talk about today, feature a couple of small caps later on. Crude oil up 18 cents to 51.81. Gold down $2 to $1,220 per ounce. Silver down a penny, $14.20 per ounce. And the bond market has been behaving itself nicely recently. The 10-year sitting chilly right now at 3.06%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, where we're headed for Scottsdale, Arizona, the Phoenix area, the Tempe area. Next week, I will be flying out on Sunday. We'll be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with a workshop Wednesday night. If you're in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, that's the place to be Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. Nice little venue. Nice cozy little place to have a little get-together with one another and spread some holiday cheer. I'll also be available for appointments. We've got a pretty full calendar now, but I'm told there are a few slots still available. If you'd like to meet with Gunderson, you can go to GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Well, we had a pretty good day. In fact, we had an excellent day in the market, the best day that I've seen in quite some time. That happened yesterday. We're getting a little bit of a sell-off here today so far, but I wouldn't be too worried about it. I saw a lot of green shoots in the market yesterday, and what else I'm seeing here is some healing. I now have 204 B-plus or better ranked stocks. Now, that's where I draw the line in my database. What a wonderful thing to take 5,000 stocks and narrow it down to just 204 that I need to look at today, besides the ones that I already own. Well, I have 204 B-plus or better stocks, and I got about another 75 or so that have a momentum grade of A or better. I also check those. But it sure is nice to narrow it down. You know, well, the other day I had just a few hours to break away and maybe go do some fishing. I keep my little fishing boat. It's about three blocks from where I sit here at my office. So I can get there real quickly if I get a break in the action. I did it the day before Thanksgiving, actually. The trading was really slow, and low tide just happened to be right around 2 p.m. And I walked down there to the docks, and off to the right, there's a fishing guide company that are probably the very best here in Charleston. And wouldn't it be my luck to have gotten a slip, just a few slips down from the very best fishing guides in Charleston. These guys are on the water every single day. Well, they're pretty tight-lipped. I'm just kind of delicately tiptoeing into the Ashley River waters and the Charleston Harbor waters and getting to know them a little bit. But the other day, their flunky was there. Oh, I guess he's a flunky. He was cleaning up the boats and putting the bait back into the cage for tomorrow's fishing. And I said, how did they do today? How did the guides do today? I knew he was the weak link in the, in the vault of information that's in these guys' heads. He said, oh, wow, they did really well. They got 50 redfish this morning. I said, whereabouts they fishing? He looked a little sheepish, but he said, well, Castle Pinckney and Fort Johnson. And a light went off in my head. That's just around the corner here. Guess where I headed in the few hours that I had of fishing? Went to Castle Pinckney. Now, the tide wasn't right when I was there, but at least I know where they're hanging out these days. And I'm going to try to tell you where I see some green shoots right now in the market. As I said yesterday, very emphatically, I still believe, despite the horrible 6 or 7 weeks that we had in October and November, I still believe firmly that the bull market that began in March 27th, 2009 is still intact today. I don't base that on what I hear on CNBC. No, I can't stand to watch those guys. I turned them off a few years ago. I don't base that on what I hear on CNN or read in the Yahoo Finance headlines or anywhere else. I look at the numbers and I take the emotion out of the equation and I do the multiplication in my head. And the multiplication still comes out with a pretty good product with a lot higher target price on the S&P than where it is today, despite the weak sentiment that's in the market. Let me tell you another little factoid. I like to use fishing analogies. On Monday and Tuesday, or actually over the weekend, we had extreme high tides here. Where I sit, I can see the tides. And sometimes the tides come in so high, they cover up the parks where the children play. Hopefully somebody watching the kids on the merry-go-round there. They come in and cover up the parking lots. Well, we had a full moon. We had an extremely high tide. And the fishing was off for about 6 or 7 days. But I'm still convinced that Charleston's a great fishing spot. That November and December are a couple of the best months of all for trout and red fishing. Well, we had about 6 or 7 weeks of very high tides, which brought about very poor, sour sentiment in the market, which tested our mettle. You might say to yourself, well, I don't think there's any fish left in Charleston. I don't think there's any bull left in this bull market. Well, I believe there's plenty of bull left, and I dish it out here pretty much every day on the show, along with where I'm finding the bull. It has a double meaning, you know. Well, anyways, I'm still convinced that we are in a bull market. Yes, the market was tested again. Yes, they threw the fiery darts. Yes, the market tried to crash through its support levels, but the support levels held firmly. They continue to hold firmly. We continue to monitor them. We just got through a very, very active and very volatile earnings season. When all is said and done, it was a blowout earnings season. Now, we're not going to continue to have blowout earnings seasons like that, but they ought to be good enough to continue this bull market. So, yeah, it tested our patience. I had the usual nasty tweets to me, you know, in the middle of the night, and the emails, my account's going down. Well, you know what? I raised a lot of cash for you. You don't have very much more downside risk here in case we do go into a bear. I don't think we're going to go into a bear. And eventually things will turn around and the fishing will get good again. And I saw a lot of that yesterday. And I want to bring to your attention some of those observations that I made yesterday. I think I bought three or four stocks yesterday, mostly in the small cap arena. And I also added to some of my existing positions in the large cap arena yesterday. I still like what I see. When we come back, let's get a little bit more specific on the Pacific. Where are the fish biting? Castle Pinckney? Fort Johnson? We'll see. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here. Look at that. The S&P 500 just went positive. I had a feeling it would. That's a good sign. That means that dips are being bought again. Instead of dips being sucker bets, we have just a little bit of weakness following yesterday's big, big update in the market. Why? Well, market sentiment felt some pressure overnight. I was sleeping. But the market sentiment wasn't sleeping. It was awake and worried after President Trump said he expected to raise tariffs. There's that word, tariffs, on $200 billion of Chinese goods. Well, I think he's just amping up his leverage before he meets with President Xi on Friday. He has also been downplaying, and this is the bad news, I guess. He's downplaying. Now, we don't know if he has an ace up his sleeve. We don't know if he knows something that we don't know, that he's holding back. But he claims that now the chances of an agreement while in Argentina with President Xi are very slim. Take that for what it's worth. The market was shaking in its boots this morning, and now it has recovered somewhat from his comments. He also declared that he's ready to apply a further round of levies when the levee breaks. That's a great song, Led Zeppelin. On $267 billion worth of imports, including iPhones, and laptops starting next year. Let's see how Apple is reacting to that news. Apple continues to be a very soft stock, but it seems to be looking for a bottom here at $174 per barrel or per share. In response, China's foreign ministry urged the U.S. to work toward a positive outcome. I think China's anxious to get something done. The more anxious they get and the more pressure is applied to them, the more likely we are to get a deal. That's Trump's methodology anyways of bargaining. They want to work toward a positive outcome of a planned G20 meeting later this week between President Trump and President Xi in Buenos Aires. Well, yesterday was Cyber Monday. How was your Cyber Monday? I saw my wife clicking away on something. She looked a little sheepish when I said, "What are you doing? You emailing the children?" I think there might have been a little Amazon buying. That's okay. I don't care at all. Cyber Monday online sales topped $7.9 billion. Do you know that that's up 20% versus last year? You know, look at this economy and the strength of the earnings in the market by the numbers, all right? I'm a numbers guy. Don't judge by the CNN or CNBC headlines. Let's just look at the numbers. Earnings up 25% in this most recent quarter versus the same quarter last year. Now here we are into the fourth quarter of this year. Well into the fourth quarter of this year. Only a little over 4 weeks left in the entire fourth quarter of this year. Cyber Monday will be a big part of this quarter, won't it? Cyber Monday sales up 19.7% year over year. That's according to Adobe Analytics, making it the single largest shopping day in U.S. history. Well, let's declare a holiday. Let's make Monday, the last Monday in November, a national shopping day. Everybody has the day off to go shopping. Now, there's an idea. Why didn't someone else think of that? In comparison, Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday brought in $3.7 billion. But that number up 28% year over year. These are astonishing comparisons. I am going to thank you, the consumer, for keeping this bull and keeping this economic expansion alive. Amazon says Cyber Monday was once again the single biggest shopping day in the company's history based on account of products ordered. In addition, the five-day shopping period, inclusive of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, broke all records. Customers ordered more than 18 million toys globally. And that's Hasbro, Mattel, others. They ordered 13 million fashion items. Sales by small and medium-sized businesses worldwide grew more than 20% year over year on Black Friday. What are the best-selling products at Amazon? The all-new Echo Dot. Becoming, I guess that's a book by Michelle Obama. The Amazon Smart Plug. I wish I could just plug it in and have it do the show. I could go fishing. And the LOL, isn't that laughing out loud? Surprise Series Toys. Well, that's all I can tell you is at my house, it's all about Paw Patrol. Not Papa Patrol, Paw Patrol. I know all the little characters in Paw Patrol. Marshall, Sky. I've stepped on all of them in the carpet. You know, ooh, what was that? That was Marshall. Okay, he's the one with the sharp hat that gets stuck between your toes. That hurts. The three best-selling products across Amazon.com on Cyber Monday, all-new Echo Dot, Ancestry DNA. How about that? Number two. You know, I'm just warning you, be careful. You might find something in your DNA that you didn't know was there. That genetic testing ethnicity. How about giving that for a Christmas present? Now, that's for the man who has everything. Bose Quiet Comfort 25 acoustic noise-canceling headphones for Apple devices. Now, there's something that I would take. And a Jenga Instant Pot 6-quart. Okay. I know oyster pots are on sale here in Charleston. It's oyster season. So anyways, very good. Now let's check in on the stock, okay? If you want to know how good things were doing, we check in on the stock of Amazon. Amazon's been recovering recently. You know, that's not a bad chart. I'm getting a little bit interested. I currently do not own Amazon stock. I sold it at a higher price than where it is today for a nice profit. Amazon is up $2.67 today to $1,584. Let's not forget it was at $2,033 recently. And let's not also forget that Microsoft has now passed Amazon once again. And Apple as the biggest company in the world. Tesla China sales plunged 70% in October. Well, they're getting hit by the tariffs, they're getting hit on all kinds of things, and they only sold 211 vehicles in October in China. All right, well, how about Alibaba? How about Tencent Holdings? How about Apple? United Healthcare, Intuit, JD.com. A lot of others to talk about. Canada Goose, too, when we come back. And Teladoc. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I think the worm has turned in the market. I'm seeing green shoots all over the place. I was pretty active yesterday with my live trading subscribers, and I've got my stock twits up and running and Twitter up and running. And if I see anything of note today, I'll be sending out tweets here during the day. I'll lead into my favorite large cap stock at the current time with this story that I saw today on the company. It says Alibaba's Jack Ma is a Communist Party member. Well, that really doesn't surprise me. He's the creator of e-commerce giant Alibaba and China's wealthiest person. In other words, he's the Jeff Bezos of China. Well, he's been outed by the People's Daily as a member of China's Communist Party. Well, he better be one, I suppose. I don't know where he would end up if he wasn't one. Political affiliation of any executive does not influence the company's business decision-making process, a spokesman told Reuters. Ma has previously described his relationship with the government as love them, but don't marry them. Well, would you invest in a company run by a communist? Well, I'm invested in a company. Maybe there's several that I invested in. I don't know they were run by, but okay. Well, anyways, Alibaba, I am invested in. I currently own it in my premier growth portfolio. I felt like it was putting in a bottom during this current sell-off. And in fact, I felt like it put in a bottom back in late September and early October. That was when I went in and started getting back into Alibaba, which is a $408 billion company, which provides global online and mobile retail marketplaces via obao.com, tmall.com, and other sites. And of course, alibaba.com. You know, one thing that first caught my eye on Alibaba is how well the chart is. I like trend reversals, okay? Alibaba hit $212 back in June of this year, and then it started to slide and slide and slide. It eventually got down to $135 per share, which is a correction of, let's just type the numbers in my little correction formula here. That's a 36% sell-off in Alibaba. And I owned Alibaba before. I sold it, I don't know, up a lot much higher and have been waiting for an opportunity to get back in. As I'll explain in a moment, I consider it to be one of the cheapest growth stocks in the entire world. Yes, you're taking on more risk by buying a company that's headquartered in China and run by a member of the Communist Party. What if he disappears someday and we don't know what happened to Jack? Well, anyways, he's running the company, and the earnings have been growing by 28% per year over the last 5 years. It's the Amazon of China. And I don't think that the government of China is going to come after Alibaba for being a monopoly or for antitrust types of concerns, which Amazon is facing just a little bit of that right now. Well, I feel like Alibaba bottomed out earlier this year, and I decided to do a little bit of bottom fishing. I added it back to my premier growth portfolio. So far, it's been a pretty astute buy. Well, we'll see. Only time will tell. But I got back into Alibaba. Let's see what price. Today it's up. It's having another very good day today. I bought back into Alibaba on November 1st at $148.72 per share. So with today's move, putting Alibaba at $157.22. I'm a math guy. I like numbers. I now have a little bit of a profit in Alibaba. I'm up 5.7%, but I think the stock's going to continue to go a lot higher, and here's why. And I'm not making a recommendation here. Alibaba, I consider to be a large cap, premier growth stock in today's world. Now, it had a big stumble. The sentiment on China was sour. The Chinese stock market got hammered. But eventually, things become so cheap, Alibaba has now got a PEG ratio of 0.64. It's trading at a very large discount to its growth rate, which means it's trading at only 19.8 times forward earnings, which is pretty inexpensive for a 30% grower, which it is. And when you divide that forward PE of 19.8 into that five-year annual growth rate of 31.2, you come up with a PEG ratio of 0.64. It's trading at a big discount to its growth rate, number one. Well, that didn't help it during its 36% slide, did it? That's because valuation is half of the equation. The other half of the equation is the performance side, the visual side, the sentiment side, the chart side of the equation. The stock was in a major slide downhill. Finally, it started to find a little bottom there, started to build a little base, started to go sideways. That's when things start to get interesting. And then it started to look like it was getting ready to head back up the hill. I have a $280 target price on Alibaba, which is today trading at $157. Now, Alibaba does not have a big, long history. It went public in 2014. Its initial IPO price was right around, let's see, if we go back to when it went public. Yeah, it went public about $50 per share, something like that. So it's been a triple since going public. I remember when Jack Ma was making the rounds on all the financial channels. And as the stock got ready to go public, well, it's been a pretty good IPO. The stock, again, has been as high as $212. And now it's trading at $156. So it's about $60 from its peak. Last year, the stock was up 96.4% while the market was up 19.4%. This year so far, the stock is down 10%. When you take a look at where it was on January 1st versus where it is today, but it has undergone a 35% correction, which now looks to be over. Sideways base. Big double bottom put in there about four weeks apart. Another base being built, and now it's breaking out of that base. Very good, very excellent technical pattern. Alibaba is currently ranked at number 286 out of 5,059. I actually bought Alibaba before the numbers were good on it. I really liked the chart. I sent out a tweet on 9/19 of this year. Is Alibaba finally hitting bottom? The PEG ratio is dirt cheap at 0.6. And then I said, I don't have a position yet. I would like to see a trade resolution with China first. But I also said that, you know what? Looks like it's hitting a bottom. And then on November 1st, I said, big move in Baba today. Trump tweet helped, cheap PEG ratio, no current position, but I bought the stock right around that time. So anyways, that's my featured large cap stock of the day. Now in the final segment of the show, I'm going to feature a small cap. Yesterday I featured a stock that owns ski resorts. It had a very good day yesterday. It's following today, it's good move. It's up another $1.60 today. Well, what else did I find yesterday? You know, I can tell you this. Here's where the action is taking place. Here's where the money is flowing back into. some of these great small cap growth names that have low PEG ratios, and some of these large cap growth names that have low PEG ratios. I'm also seeing quite a bit of action in some of the better Chinese stocks, as it looks like maybe China's market has finally been flushed out. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll have a small cap for you when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. A few more news items, and then I'll tell you my small cap story of the day. Gather around, little Jill. We'll tell a little small cap bedtime story here that I like right now. We talked about Alibaba. Okay, I like Alibaba right now. Whether you like it or not, I like it, and I own it in my Premier Growth portfolio. I didn't wait till it was ranked in my top 200. It's been there before. I know all about Alibaba. And I also, you know, I also keep a little stable of stocks that I've owned in the past that I check every day. I call them old favorites because I know they're great companies. And I don't necessarily wait. I look at those charts. And if that chart shows me something interesting, which is my small cap story here in a minute, I'll go in and buy it before it's ranked in my top 300, such as Alibaba. I thought the valuation was compelling. I know that the stock is the Amazon of China. And I saw a chart that I felt like had put in a bottom and had a lot of upside potential with very little downside risk. And I feel the same way about the stock I'm going to talk about next, because it's ranked at number 4,400 or something like that right now. But here's my story. I'm a busy guy. I'm an extremely busy guy. I put in, you know, about 10 hours a day when all is said and done. And, you know, you got to, every once in a while, you got to go to the doctor to get an antibiotic or a blood test or something. Well, it's very hard for me to find the time. You know, by the time you add it all up, by the time I find a provider and call them, you know, my health care plan, I don't have an HMO out here in South Carolina. So I got to find all new providers and all this and that and blah, 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 and make an appointment and fill out all the new account or new patient paperwork and sit in a waiting room with people sneezing with all kinds of things. And, you know, that's a 3-hour deal. I don't have time for that. So yesterday I called Teladoc. Oh, sure, Mr. Gunderson, we'll get a virtual appointment with you in just probably within the next hour, and it'll be $40. Okay, well, I didn't have the time then. I was just kind of testing the waters. But I'm going to do it. It's just, I don't have 3 hours to go spend doing this. I think that the healthcare delivery, and think of the money and the time and the expense that can be saved by, you know, how many times would you just like to call a virtual appointment? Now, remember, this doesn't mean you can't see them and they can't see you with technologies like FaceTime, with Zoom, with Skype, you name it. I really believe
There's a big, big opportunity for the healthcare industry to do more and more and more. What about people that don't have a ride? What about people that can't drive? What about people that are homebound or whatever? You know, I just think there's a huge opportunity for virtual doctor appointments. Prescribe the medicine and we'll mail it to you. I never had to leave my couch to get just a little naggy problem fixed. Bang, just like that. I continue to like the model that Teladoc has put together. The symbol is TDOC. Now, I made a lot of money in Teladoc the first time around. And the second time around, I'm back into Teladoc. I just feel like there's been a sell-off in the stock. It's now settling in that $50 area where there's very good technical support. I'm not going to wait for it to get back into my top 250 for me to buy it. I had it in my old favorites list. And I said, you know what? I like that. I like the way that chart is shaping up. And I really believe that they have a future. They provide on-demand healthcare services with over 3,000 board certified physicians. Now, most of these physicians are regular physicians, but they also set aside, or they're a Teladoc provider. They do that too. Man, if I was a doctor, I'd want to see as many people as I could during the day. And if somebody's going to be right there on the screen for me, they've got a simple little problem that I can look at. If I'm a dermatologist, I can say, I know exactly what'll clear that up. I'm going to call in the prescription to be mailed to you. You can have your choice. You can pick it up at your nearest CVS, or you can have it mailed to you. And by the way, what's your credit card number? You can pay by PayPal or Square. And we're done. How long did that take? How much money did that save? How much time did that save? How much effort did that save? Well, suffice it to say, Teladoc, one of my favorite small caps, and I own it in my ultra growth portfolio. How did I originally find Teladoc? With my app, Best Stocks Now. Anyways, we are looking for bargains. We've had a sell-off in the market. For all of you who say, I've been waiting for a pullback. Well, the pullback's come and gone. And now we're starting to see green shoots in the market. Leaders are starting to emerge again. And you're stuck in bond funds. Really? Is that what you want? Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Or go to GundersonCapital.com. Request an appointment with me. I do Teladoc calls all the time. Dr. Bill, you got a minor rash in your portfolio. It's called bond funds in a rising interest rate environment, or nobody's minding the mint. And if you're in the Phoenix area, you have a chance. I get there a few times per year. You have a chance in next week to meet with me and have me look at your portfolio. The doctor is in, and I'll be in the Valley of the Sun next week, and a workshop on Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. Boy, I'm going to show you as many green shoots in the market as I can possibly show you in the time I have with you there. If you'd like to make a reservation with me personally or come to that workshop, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.